If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Let's go live to Ukraine and Joseph Lindsley in Kharkiv, where the reports are at least two people injured in six Russian strikes, civilian infrastructure hit. And are the air raid sirens still sounding, Joseph?
Well, Bob, good afternoon. No, they're not sounding now, but they were throughout the entire morning. So it was pretty impossible to get sleep. And from about 2 o'clock in the morning, we had those reports that there was, you know, the usual dance macabre of Russian missiles would soon be entering Ukrainian airspace. And then for the next several hours, the missiles were changing course constantly, which is what they do to avoid detection. And so, you know, much of the country is awake, you know, trying to figure out, are the missiles going toward Lviv or to Chernivtsi or to Kharkiv? And indeed, at just about 5 o'clock this morning, the missiles began to hit many places, including here in Kharkiv. And I think all told, we had six of the S-300 missiles hit Kharkiv City. It was quite a loud, terrifying night. And this is also the third time that such an attack has happened since Saturday. So I think in about 5 or 6 days, there have been three attacks with at least five rockets each. And then finally, when the all clear sounded this morning, I don't know, I can't remember what time it was, maybe 6 or 7 o'clock, the all clear sounded. And, you know, it was very calm. You know, in the morning light, the birds were chirping. I heard someone sweeping the streets, a very meditative, you know, sense of, OK, let's just get the day going. And I made some coffee. And then once again, another alarm sounded. And probably up until about noon, it seemed like we had alarms sounding every 20 minutes, but no further attacks here in Kharkiv after that morning barrage. All told, it seems that there were 43 cruise missiles sent by the Russians throughout Ukraine today. 36 were intercepted. Obviously, here in Kharkiv, because we are so close to Russia, just 30 miles from the border, it's very hard for air defense to intercept. Those missiles in time. Also in the city of Cherkasy in central Ukraine on the Dnipro River, a major attack, a lot of destruction. There were injuries and fatalities. And among other things, the Russians hit a hotel. And, you know, we have seen this new sense of targeting journalists and volunteer workers in places like hotels. And Kyiv was also hit. And at least we know that there are people hospitalized as of now. But also on the Ukrainian side, Ukrainians did make an incursion last night into a Russian airfield in the Crimean Peninsula, an airfield where there were it seems there were 12 Russian fighter jets stationed. We don't know the extent of the damage, but we do know there was a Ukrainian attack on a Russian base in the Crimean Peninsula, which Russia has occupied since 2014.
We received a lot of feedback after our talk yesterday, many emails and texts. Let me get to a couple of them. Wow, Joseph can really communicate a very strong message. He has turned those words around so dramatically. Great thoughts. He learned much from his previous experience. And then there was this email that represented a few comments. I was upset by Joseph's comments. Being of Polish heritage, I feel very connected to Ukraine and support the U.S. helping financially. I have enjoyed listening to Joseph's stories of the brave people of Ukraine. However, comments he made turned me off. Overall, I felt a tone of ungratefulness on his part, which hopefully is not how Ukraine views the U.S. And I guess this was about what you said, questioning the reporting on the dollar value of support, and also mentioning what happened at the UN. What do you think about that criticism, Joseph?
Well, you know, and this is a very tricky thing to bring up because you know, if you're not, yes, people are grateful for the support, but this is why, indeed, exactly why it's hard to mention these topics. And why it's easy for Washington to get away with this. I mean, and I know this, again, it's not just about Ukraine. It's on every single, you know, whether you're Republican or Democrat in Congress, they love to talk, you know, it's the way you say you're working hard is by saying you're spending lots of American taxpayers' money. And it doesn't matter exactly how it's spent. The media is not going to examine it closely. They don't. And it's the same on Ukraine. And so often we'll hear, you know, again, a billion, and I'll double down on it, but $1 billion here and there for Ukraine. And that's just not true. It's not actually $1 billion. So this is not ingratitude. I speak as an American who knows Washington all too well. I started my career there. And it actually does a disservice both to the American people and to the Ukrainians and to anyone who wants to fight tyranny to not be honest about the real expenditures. We simply have to say, you know, a lot of this money is, again, it's a valuation of old equipment that the United States is giving to Ukraine. It's not new money that's being spent. But what happens is when the White House uncarefully throws out these numbers, it becomes a talking point for their political enemies, their political opponents to attack. And so we end up, we're arguing about something that's not even real. For example, there was a famous story of the missing $6 billion. That was simply, it was an overvaluation, again, of the old equipment. There is no missing $6 billion. But we do see this, tension happening now, also with Poland. You know, President Zelensky at the United Nations was criticizing some European governments for not wanting to accept Ukrainian grain imports. And, you know, all these things are tricky. And one sort of micro way to look at this, I've seen this in the war, especially now as we get to 20 months of Russia's war on Ukraine. Even within Ukraine, you know, different volunteer groups and soldiers and others, people get tired. They start to have disputes, even though they're all on the same side. They start to, you know, have different ways of seeing things. And that's where you got to stay calm. You got to realize that everyone's tired. I mean, today in Kharkiv, you know, as I go around the city, you realize everyone you encounter has not slept. And so you have to have an understanding for each other. And so Poland and Ukraine have this dispute right now about Ukrainian grain, whether or not it can be exported into Poland. The European Union disagrees with Poland on it. But in Poland, there's an election in just a few weeks, October 15th. And so the Polish government, if they want to stay in power, they have to appeal to their base. That's part of what's happening. Poland has given a lot to Ukraine. Sometimes they've been prevented from giving more by the United States. In the early weeks, Poland wanted to give fighter jets, and the United States said no. So, you know, there's a lot of complications there. As I mentioned last week, Ukraine, you know, has about 20 of these very essential HIMARS long-range rocket launchers, high-mobility rocket launchers from the U.S. Poland is about to buy 486 of these, and Poland is not even at war. So these things have to be considered. And yes, the Poles have helped Ukraine a lot, but it is, you know, the Ukrainians who are keeping the Russians away from other countries in Europe because they're willing to fight. And I think we forget that sometimes. We look back at the 1930s and see what happens when big nations in Europe surrendered and how the threat came closer and closer to those in the West. And so that part can't be neglected in all this, but we have to be honest about the details.
Yeah, and listen, I'd be weary, too, if I was waking up to air raid sirens every morning like you do frequently there, Joseph. Hang in there, buddy. We'll talk tomorrow. Appreciate the reporting and your perspective on things, as always.
Thanks, Bob. And not only air raid sirens, but actual massive missiles hitting civilians.
Yeah.
I'll hang in until tomorrow.
As you say, that horrible sound. Wow. All right.
Awful.
Thanks, Joseph.